on that guy. I even,
hey.
Frida even made me.
Mike just spit out his water. You know, I got to exercise a little more self-control. Just sometimes you always do it like when it's right in my mouth.
Hey,
everything is sounding dirty now.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Yes, again.
You didn't like Johnny Depp and now you do?
I liked Donnie Brasco.
Right. Yeah.
And then I thought overrated and I was not a Pirates of the Caribbean fan.
I hated Edward Scissorhands.
That's a great movie.
But I'll tell you the one, my wife made me watch that movie Finding Neverland, and that's a movie that's not me at all. And I watched that movie and the only thing I said is that movie sucks, but Johnny Depp is a fantastic actor.
You know, I saw two movies last year.
I mean, really, in that movie, he's got some chops. That dude's got some friggin' talent.
I saw two movies last year.
This bulletin just in. Johnny Depp is a good actor.
Sideways and Finding Neverland, and the two best movies of the year were Sideways and Finding Neverland, and they were both nominated, and they deserve to be nominated for Academy Awards. That was, and that movie, Finding Neverland, is an absolute disaster without that one particular actor in the role. That's
right.
How good he was for that role. He's absolutely phenomenal.
And Sherlock Holmes movie a couple of years ago called From Hell with Johnny Depp.
Oh, you get a
chance to see that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Fantastic.
See,
that's a great movie.
I saw that too, and I was like not convinced. And then what's the one where he's in a, it's with a window? The title of the movie is
something like
Rear Window.
With Turturro in it also.
Yeah, saw that, and it's like, okay, well, he'll do some different stuff. Right. But then I saw that Finding Neverland movie, which I agree with you, just stunk. God, piece of garbage.
Oh, that was a great movie.
But even I had to admit, he's a hell of an actor.
It was a super chick flick, but it's like so many of those chick flicks that let me release my sensitive side.
Did you love Ed Wood?
Did I love Ed Wood?
I mean,
the movie.
The movie.
Stop talking dirty.
No, I was not a fan of Ed Wood.
Yeah, I thought that was just
Ed Wood. I loved.
That was fun. Yeah.
Johnny Depp is, you know, wow. When you think about it, you really
he's made a couple.
He's like when they say a ball player is sneaky fast, you know,
right?
And because he's just
well spoken.
He's done a lot of stuff now that I think about it.
21 Jump Street.
But aren't we all in agreement though that he's going to ruin the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movie?
I am completely on the fence. I don't know. I've seen one trailer for it, and he's scared me.
It's a gut feeling. I've only seen the ad once.
Yeah,
I agree, though.
First time I saw it, I said, uh-oh, mistake.
I'm on the fence between being, and it's all the way on both sides, being completely repelled and, like, wanting to run to the theater the first day the movie comes out.
I think it's going to be horrible.
Right. Although I know a lot of you love hearing what I'm going to do on the weekend in advance, so you can plan listening Monday to hear what hilarity ensues when I go out and actually interact with all of you people and I leave my plastic bubble.
Where can we meet you?
Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
My wife and her mom are doing something, so I'm going to go to the movies. Now, there's a variety of films that I could see.
Yeah.
I could see the Star Wars, Return of the Sith.
Sure.
I could go see the movie that you love, that my wife wanted me to see, the Sandra Bullock movie, Crash.
Mm-hmm.
No. Will Ferrell. I'm there. I'm telling you, tomorrow night, 7:30, meet me. I'll be there.
Ebert and Roper, two thumbs up.
Well, Ebert and Roper give everything two thumbs up now. I mean, really, those are two thumbs that don't mean what they used to be.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, I think it gives a little credibility to the world's greatest asshat.
The thing about Siskel and Ebert and the other guy, the fat guy and the not dead guy, the thing about them is that when the other guy was on the show, they would disagree more. And a lot of times,
well, they didn't like each other.
You would see in the ads, you would see, you know, Roger Ebert says one thumb up, and you would know that Gene Siskel hated it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in all the ads, you see, even for a dumb movie like George of the Jungle, you see, you know, two thumbs up. It's both of them agreeing. Yes, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think it is.
It's you got to go and make your own mind up there.
You don't trust Leonard Maltin?
No, I don't. I don't trust any of those people. But I just thought I'd pass that along to you.
Yeah.
So it would, you know, give you a little credibility with the, Will Ferrell. You know, Will Ferrell is, and it's a kid's movie is what it is.
Yeah. So was Finding Neverland.
No, it was not.
Sure it was.
It was not a kid's movie.
You could take your kids would get more out of that movie than they get out of any piece of crap Will Ferrell movie.
I took my kids to that.
Good. That's because you're a good dad.
I am a good dad.
But you're a bad dad because you won't take your kids to what they really want to see.
I might take them to the Will Ferrell movie if they really wanted to go see it.
I'll take them.
Yeah. I don't have him this weekend, so, but if I did, Uncle Donnie, take him there. You can have him for an afternoon,
It's got to be that when my wife's out.
Well, here's the deal.
Saturday night, me and your daughter.
Here's the deal. I've had friends of mine say, hey, can I have him for an afternoon? And, I have limited time myself. Yeah. I have limited time with my children. So if you're going with them, I'm going with them, too.
Well, I'm going tomorrow. But if you want to go next weekend, I'll probably. I wouldn't mind seeing it a second time.
You already know this.
Yeah.
You already know this, and you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Because you completely make up your mind before you go in to see the movie.
It's a gift.
Worked for him so far.
Gift, Mike. It's a total gift. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Johnny Depp completely looks like a kid toucher in the new Willy Wonka movie.
It's scary.
Yes, he does.
He does have that scary, but I'm still holding out on it.
Thank you, my friend. Here's Jeff in Tampa Bay. Jeff.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you doing? Hi, we're doing great.
I just wanted to say I'm kind of a Willy Wonka geek myself. I read the Roald Dahl books when I was a kid, Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator and the whole Wonka thing. And this, I have to say, Johnny Depp is one of the most underrated actors in Hollywood.
Not as underrated as he used to be. I mean, he gets lots
of props. Hey, people climbing all over him now.
Finding Neverland was a fantastic movie. That movie was excellent. I watched it last weekend with my wife, and it was like, I don't know how he didn't get nominated.
Can we just lowball that, the fact that we all like that movie?
I'm comfortable with my homo-ness to say that I loved Finding Neverland.
Homo!
You know what?
Homo.
Oh, man.
What?
No.
What? Say it. What? Come on. You going to out yourself today? What is it?
Yeah, I'm going to out myself again.
Go. Okay,
this is worse than Rudy.
Okay, say it then.
The waterworks went big time for me.
Big.
On what? Big time in Finding Neverland. Absolutely.
What scene made you cry in that movie?
I don't remember. I really don't remember. Huh?
Toward the end, you mean?
Towards the end.
Sure,
yeah.
Was it just when Johnny Depp first showed up on camera?
No.
Like the first
he was
scene.
Overcome?
First scene. No, I don't know why it got to me. It got to me because I was in, I was Captain Hook. I played Captain Hook on when I was in the theater. Don't.
You know what?
Look, I'm just telling the truth. I'm just over you're an ass at, Rob.
I stopped.
Both of you were lunging for it. What a shame. All right, good, that we can't find. I was, when I was a little kid, you know that, I played Captain Hook.
And nobody.
And I was connected, and it was just nostalgic.
Of
and
course.
A lot of that, a lot of him being that writer with all the crap he was going through. I mean, it was, the movie.
God.
The movie touched me. What can I say?
Nothing wrong with that.
And I felt completely embarrassed.
Oh, boy.
Do you know why there's going to be a problem with the new Wonka movie?
Why is that?
I think it was in one of the Hollywood trades. Is Johnny Depp said he based his performance on Marilyn Manson. The way he based the pirate on Keith Richards.
Right?
He based it on Marilyn Manson.
That doesn't bother me at all. See, I think it's going to be good now.
Yeah, I can't wait for
hold
my
on,
kids
hold
to
on.
See that.
You just said you didn't like it.
Now after hearing that, I am on the other side now.
Okay, hi, I'm Flipper. This is my friend Flop.
It scared me. It was like, God, does he look weird? But, I mean, at the same time, I'm like, man, I got to check this out.
Yeah.
He looks scary. And I think you're fascinated with it, too.
No, don't think it's going to be too scary?
Maybe for little bitties.
Right? Yeah.
Scary book.
But Gene Wilder, man, in his day, Gene Wilder was, that movie had scary moments.
Oh, well, the scariest thing has not even been brought up yet.
What?
It's the Oompa Loompas.
The Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that ruined me for midgets. I'm sorry, dwarves.
Hey, will this one have Oompa Loompas?
Of course.
Yes. And here's the thing. They're probably going to be, they're like Tim Burton Oompa Loompas.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be like animatronic.
Worse than they were when you were a kid. Look, dog intestines. What do you think, kids? You want some candy?
I just feel like a ping pong ball. Right now.
So now you're against it again?
I hate me to Tim Burton, too.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind Tim Burton in the proper way.
What's that Christmas movie he made?
Oh,
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Right.
Well, that's great. Stick figures.
Yeah. But he did, remember?
Really, matchstick.
That one, not so good.
Jesus Christ, that's good.
He did
Like I didn't learn that in third grade, doing little flip cards.
He did Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Yeah, and he did the first Batman movie, which was a good Batman movie.
So there's potential for him.
Yeah.
Here I am again. This is, man, I really feel like I'm a badminton.
You don't have to decide now. That's the great thing.
Birdmitten.
But you cried during Finding Neverland, huh?
I can't tell you why. There was something that
Homo.
There's something that activated my. I'm a weeper. What the hell?
Mike the Weeper.
I'm weepy.
Hello, not in my joke. Mike O'Mara, the weepy mimic.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get it.
The weeping mimic.
That'll be in the book.
Right.
The weeping mimic.
Picture me with clown makeup on.
He's so sad.
We got a break, and then we'll start this contest with these people
right.
And the junk in their hair. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, hold on. I want to take one last call here. John.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Excellent. I'm calling to let you know old Johnny Depp movie that's great. He's whacked out on drugs all the movie long with Benicio Del Toro. It's Fear and Loathing.
Oh, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Great movie.
No, he's good in that, too.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah. He's good in that. Although that's
and
like,
he was good in Blow, too.
Yeah, Blow was great, too.
You know, he's not, here's the thing, though, he's not done the family pick-me-up like Will Ferrell has. All of his movies seem to have that.
That's what Will Ferrell is for.
Dark side, Mike.
You need a Johnny Depp as much as you need a Will Ferrell.
That's right. Balance.
God needs a Will Ferrell.
You could take 3,000 Johnny Depps and teach him how to take a fall.
Which do you think God needs first? Do you think, of course, it's about Dale Senior, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think God needs a Will Ferrell first, or do you think God needs a Johnny Depp first?
Well, you're asking me, and I'm biased. You know that I think I don't think the world needs a Will Ferrell.
I hope God needs a Will Ferrell real quick.
That would be wonderful. Absolutely.
God,
I think Will Ferrell, because I mean, without a costume, or without taking his clothes off,
right?
Or without you know. However, with that said, here I am, Mr. Flip Flop again.
Yeah, Flop.
He looks like he's perfect in the Bewitched movie.
Yeah,
because that's what he should do.
Will Ferrell?
He should be a straight guy for the comic actress, you know, and Nicole Kidman's going to play that role.
Okay,
because
so which,
that's
which,
what he,
when it, which one does God need first?
You still kill him. You can put anybody in.
Still kill
role.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah, let God take Will Ferrell home.
Let's say
take
Will
him
Ferrell.
Out of take me out of my misery
here's
with
the thing,
him.
There's a million Johnny Depps out there.
Oh my God, no!
There's only one Will Ferrell. As much as I've said Johnny Depp is talented,
it's a million.
There's fools. Only one Will Ferrell right now. Right now, there's only one.
That could change with his Brillo head.
Yeah.
God.
That's why God will keep him down here, because he makes so many of us happy. Guys like Johnny Depp, dime a dozen. Johnny Depp, today, he could be today's James Dean,
okay.
For all we know.
Okay, Joel Siegel. All right, no problem at all. Will Ferrell, kicking and screaming. Oscar loves kicking and screaming.
Yeah. It's okay.
Hey, Robert Duvall's in that movie.
I know, and no one's called him out on that.
They will.
No one's bothered to say, hey,